Section 8. Handling emergencies. Defensive driving. Defensive driving is using safe driving strategies to prevent crashes. This means that you alter your driving to fit the weather conditions, the way you feel, and the actions of other motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Follow these steps to avoid crashes. 1. Look for possible danger. For example, if you see school zone signs, plan what you will do if a child runs or rides into the street. 2. Anticipate what another driver might do and make appropriate adjustments. For example, you've noticed someone aggressively passing and changing lanes as they approach you from the rear. You should anticipate that they will probably pass you and cut you off. Slow down and be ready to brake, if necessary. 3. Crashes happen at intersections more than any other place. Use extra caution when approaching an intersection. 4. If a crash is unavoidable, it is better to swerve off the road than into oncoming traffic. It is better to drive off the road than to skid off. It is better to hit something that is not moving instead of a vehicle moving toward you. Hitting a vehicle moving in the same direction as you is better than hitting a vehicle head-on. Hitting a soft object, for example, a garden hedge, is better than hitting a solid object like a tree or post. Avoiding rear-end collisions. To avoid striking the vehicle in front of you, keep at least 4 seconds following distance and increase following distance during unfavorable weather or heavy traffic. To lower the risk of someone running into the rear of your vehicle, check your brake lights often to make sure they are clean and working properly. Know what is going on around you. Use the rear view and side mirrors. Signal well in advance for turns, stops, and lane changes. Avoid sudden stops. Slow down gradually and smoothly. Drive with the flow of traffic, within the speed limit. Driving too slowly can be dangerous. Breakdowns, disabled vehicles. 1. You must move the vehicle so all 4 wheels are out of traffic lanes as soon as possible. If you can't move it, you must have it moved as soon as possible. 2. If possible, park where the disabled vehicle can be seen for 200 feet in each direction. 3. Turn on your hazard lights. 4. Get all passengers out of the car on the side away from traffic. 5. Call FHP, 347, or another law enforcement agency for assistance. Vehicle approaching in your lane. 1. Sound horn and flash high beams. 2. Brake hard. 3. Steer to the side of the road. Right wheels off pavement. 1. Take your foot off the gas pedal. 2. Hold the wheel firmly and steer in a straight line. 3. Brake lightly. 4. Wait until the road is clear. Turn back on the pavement at a slow speed, signal your intention. Overcorrection. Overcorrection is excessive steering in reaction to an event or loss of control of a vehicle. It typically occurs when a motorist steers too sharply in an effort to avoid a collision or driving off of the roadway. It can result in a rollover crash or steering into oncoming traffic. Avoid overcorrecting. If you find yourself unintentionally leaving the roadway, 1. Stay calm. 2. Hold the wheel firmly. 3. Take your foot off the gas and do not slam on the brakes. 4. Steer the car where desired. 5. If necessary, steer the car to a safe place and stop. Skidding, hydroplaning. 1. Take your foot off the gas pedal. 2. Do not use your brakes, if possible. 3. Turn the vehicle's front tires in the direction you want to go, steer in the direction of the skid. 4. If you are about to hit something, see emergency braking, below. Emergency braking. To stop in an emergency situation where traction is lost, drivers with conventional brakes should pump the brakes. Drivers with anti-lock brakes, ABS, must press down hard on the brake pedal, hold it, and steer out of danger. If the motorist with ABS removes steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumps the brakes, the ABS will disengage or turn off. Vehicles can be equipped with 2 different types of ABS. 4-wheel, on passenger cars and some light trucks. Brake hard, steer, and keep constant pressure on the brake pedal. Rear wheel, Only on some light trucks, ABS prevents the rear wheels from locking up so that the back end of the vehicle does not skid. The front wheels can still lock up and cause the driver to lose steering control. If this happens, let up on the brake pedal just enough to allow the front wheels to start rolling again to regain control. Brake failure. 1. If you do not have ABS, pump the brake pedal hard and fast. If you have ABS, skip to number 2. 2. Shift to a lower gear. 3. Apply the parking brake slowly and while holding down the release lever button. This will prevent your rear wheels from locking and your vehicle from skidding. 4. Rub your tires against the curb to slow your vehicle or pull off the road into an open space. Wet brakes. 1. Test brakes lightly. 2. Brakes may pull to one side or may not hold at all. 3. Dry brakes by driving slowly in low gear and applying brakes. Jammed gas pedal. 1. Take your foot of the gas pedal. 2. Press the clutch, manual transmission, or shift into neutral, automatic transmission. 3. If necessary, press, don't slam, brakes to slow the vehicle. 4. Carefully steer to a safe place to stop. Do not shut off engine unless number 1 and number 2 do not work to slow the vehicle. If you shut off your engine, you will lose the ability to steer the car. Tire blowout. 1. Take your foot of the gas. Do not use brakes. 2. Concentrate on steering. 3. Slow down gradually. 4. Brake softly when the car is under control. 5. Pull completely of the pavement, roadway. Fire. 1. Exit the vehicle. 2. Call 911 for assistance. 3. Attempt to extinguish the fire only if you have a portable extinguisher and the fire is small. Never apply water to a gasoline or diesel fire. 4. If you can't extinguish the fire, get away from the vehicle. The fumes are toxic and an explosion is possible. Stalled on railroad tracks. If your car stalls on the railroad tracks, get everyone out immediately and get away from the car. If you are stalled at a railroad crossing and the warning lights begin to flash, 20 seconds is the minimal amount of time that it takes a train to reach the grade after the warning lights begin flashing. If a train is coming, run in a 45-degree angle away from the tracks, but in a direction toward the train. You will be less likely to be hit by your vehicle or debris from the collision. Call 911 or FHP. Emergency Notification System, ENS. There is a blue ENS sign installed at every highway rail grade crossing. This sign provides critical emergency contact information to reach the railroad responsible if there is a problem at the crossing or if something is blocking the tracks. Submerged vehicle. If you crash into a pond, river, or other body of water, your vehicle will only float on the surface for 30 to 60 seconds. Get out of the vehicle immediately. Do not call 911 until you are completely out of the vehicle. 1. Unbuckle your seatbelt. 2. Roll the window down before the car sinks. If you are able to open the door, be aware that the car will immediately fill with water. 3. If you are unable to roll the window down, try to kick out a side window. There are many types of escape tools available that will quickly break a window. If you keep one of these in your vehicle, be sure it is within reach in case of an emergency. Power outage. In circumstances where the power is out and traffic signals are not active, treat intersections as a four-way stop. Vehicles move through the intersection in the order they arrived. First to arrive is first to move forward. If multiple vehicles arrive at the same time, the driver on the left yields to the driver on the right. Your responsibilities after a crash. If you are involved in a crash that results in death, injury, or property damage, it is your duty, required by law, to give information and render aid. Always remain calm. 1. Stop and call 911, FHP, or local law enforcement. 2. Turn on hazard lights. 3. If anyone is hurt, you must get help immediately. 4. If the crash is minor and your vehicle is blocking the flow of traffic, you must move it or have it moved. 5. Exchange vehicle, witness, and driver information. Name, address, phone number, license plate number, driver license and insurance. 6. Take photos or sketch the scene, showing vehicle crash locations. A law enforcement officer will complete a written report if the crash involves a charge of DUI or results in death, injury, or property damage to the extent a vehicle must be towed. If the crash results in vehicle or property damage and does not require a law enforcement report, you must make a written report of the crash to FLHSMV within 10 days. This can be done at flhsmv.gov. If you were in a crash with an unattended vehicle or other property, you must make every attempt to locate the owner and notify law enforcement. If you can't locate the property owner, you must leave a note including your name, contact information, and license plate, registration number. Hit and run penalties. Leaving the scene resulting in death. First degree felony, minimum 4-year prison term. Serious bodily injury. Second degree felony. Injury. Third degree felony. All of the above include losing driver license for 3 years minimum. Damage to a vehicle or other property which is driven or attended by any person. Second degree misdemeanor. First aid. If you come upon a crash, call 911 or FHP 347 and or send someone for help. Don't assume someone else has called. It is better for emergency services to get multiple calls rather than none at all. Do not put yourself in danger. Pull as far of the road as possible and turn your hazard lights on to alert others. Be careful when exiting your vehicle and stay out of traffic. If someone is injured, apply first aid. However, don't move an injured person who may have a neck or spinal injury. Don't attempt to remove the helmet of an injured motorcycle or bicycle rider. Treat for shock. Persons who have been injured may go into shock. When someone is in shock, all of the body functions slow down. Shock can be very serious and can cause death. Treat the injured for shock regardless of whether or not they appear to be in shock. Keep the injured person calm. Don't give them anything to drink. Have the person lie flat and elevate their legs. Cover the person with blankets to hold body heat. Maintain an open airway.